For KASU News, I'm Jonathan Reeves. In the 2 years since Pico Foods started operations in northeast Arkansas, one town has seen an explosion of growth. Pocahontas has seen an influx of people coming to the town to work at Pico. The last census numbers show that Pocahontas has a population of 6,800, but Mayor Kerry Story thinks that number is now close to 8,500 and growing. Story says when Pico announced they were coming to Randolph County in 2014, a plan was put in place to start building housing.
We created some new zones within our city where there were R3, where you could actually build apartment complexes and have high-density living quarters. And then we streamlined our process so that anybody that was looking to build here in Pocahontas, we had a easy system to come in and apply for permits, and we tried to be as friendly as we could to the builders.
And he tells how many developers started working on projects.
I know that we had several developers. Offhand, I can think of about five different developers that come in and developed large housing areas. We had one of them that's probably tackled upwards of 30, in a subdivision. And those things have just started happening all around town. We had one developer that had been for years developing outside of Pocahontas that came back to Pocahontas to develop after we streamlined our process. So you can tell by creating our new zone, our new code, that it's definitely influencing the local builders and some of the outside builders to come back and help us with our housing needs.
Numerous development projects and apartment complexes are in town now, and several people have come in to flip homes for use.
We're beginning to get contractors, local contractors here, that are going in and rehabbing properties weren't livable. Now they're turning into livable spaces and renting those out. In fact, I visited with the guy today. He's probably flipped around 20 properties here in town, and he's been very successful. And we really encourage that because there's a great opportunity here in Pocahontas to flip a property.
And Story says that kind of work is continuing in the town because there is still a need for more housing in Pocahontas.
I was speaking with a developer today that flips properties, and he was working on a rehab property. And I asked him, it's going to be a rental for him. And I asked him, I said, hey, have you got this thing rented out? And he said, well, my wife posted it last night on social media. And this morning I've had 8 people inquire about it, and we've already got it rented. So I think there's definitely a need still. I don't know when that need's going to be satisfied, but I think there's still opportunity here.
Pocahontas Mayor Kerry Story, he says the amount of sales tax revenue has gone up considerably since the 2014 announcement of Pico coming to Randolph County. Story says when comparing sales tax revenue then to today, there's at least a $1 million increase. He says a lot of the new people that have come in are Marshallese, and an event will take place Saturday to provide details to the Marshallese about services and other city-related information. For KASU News, I'm Jonathan Reeves reporting.